only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Yeah, right. Good morning.
Good morning.
814, Brock Hunter.
What's up, dude?
Yay!
Nice.
Nice. All right, let's keep moving here. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. And don't worry, I don't have any goofy sound effects for this one, okay?
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As you always, say you don't, it means you do.
Is that what it is? I swear I don't. I promise. I don't. I'll be good this time. As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
That's right. Big sticky buds over there. They got you covered, man.
Your best buds in the business.
So some guy in Stockton, California went to a Mexican? Jesus, Brock. I'll get through
this. You're one with words this morning, man.
Went to a Mexican restaurant last Thursday called El Forastero. El Forastero.
You got that one wrong, too.
That's, close enough. So he showed up at the drive-thru on a bicycle and ordered water, but then he asked the drive-thru worker to fill his cup with soda instead, and they refused. You can't do that, right? Yes,
he's water. Trying to do the old water trick. Right?
So he responded by setting the place on fire.
Yeah.
He rode his bike around to the other side of the building and used a lighter to start the fire next to one of the walls.
Damn.
Luckily, the entire place didn't burn down, but it did cause a bunch of damage. It also looks like the water damage from the fire department putting it out was there. No one was seriously hurt there, thank God. The family that owns the restaurant had to shut down while they do repairs, so a bunch of their employees are out of work right now. They say they've made it through the pandemic, so they'll make it through this, too.
You know what you do? You put a stick in his spokes. That's what you do. You make him Superman that bike.
Look.
Let's break this down from the beginning. First off, can you drive a bike through the drive-thru? Can you?
I think you can. I saw some guys walking through a drive-thru the other day.
You know, I always wondered that.
I'm not making this up. I was at, I can't remember. Anyway, I could tell they had their RV parked and it was too big to go through. So walked through the drive. Just go into the effing restaurant. What are you walking? Come on, man. Yeah.
People looking at you. They're sitting in the car. How you doing?
What's up?
Walking through the drive-thru.
We couldn't pull the camper through, so we're just walking through. You know,
you look like a moron.
So I think you can. I don't think they prefer that you do that. But anyway, you can do it.
Second of all, all right, breaking this story down even more. You know the old water trick. Hey, can I get a water? Then you go over to the fountain machine and you get popped. By the way, that's stealing.
Yes, it is stealing. Exactly.
That's stealing. Yeah. But you got to do it yourself if you're going to do it. You can't have an employee do it, moron.
I mean, come on, man. Just put a little soda in there.
You know the trick, man. Just do it. Just do it.
Just a little. I won't tell anybody. Just a little soda in there.
Give me some Fanta, man. That's right. Orange Fanta.
Just a little soda in there, in my water cup. Look, I think people rely too much on setting things on fire to fix problems, okay? I'm a guy that loves fire, okay? You want me to burn something, I'd be more than happy to. However,
you don't kill anybody, though, with fire. You like fireworks and stuff like that. That's semi-safe.
You shouldn't use starting fires as a way to solve problems. And I feel, after doing the WTFs of the day, I feel like many times stories have resulted in someone fixing or trying to fix a problem in their lives with fire. And it's just not a good solution.
Hey,
it's not.
Here's the thing, all right? I'm not going to sit here and say that I've never thought about burning the place down because I didn't get my sauces. But I don't do it. Nobody does it. People think about it.
We all have the thought, like, I swear to God, if I screw up this,
scorched earth.
I will burn this mother effer down. We've all been standing in line at multiple places. Absolutely, Hunter, you're right. We've all had the thought, that little devil inside of our heads going, burn it down. Just burn it down.
I have no idea.
And you just get a flamethrower and you burn this mother effer down, okay? We've all had the thought, but again,
it's like that in the movie where he does it, but then he snaps back to reality.
Yes.
And it's like, Exactly. One of those things, you know?
It's fine in your head. Burning things down in your mind, totally fine. We've all done it, okay? But you can't actually do it, though.
Do it. Yeah, come on.
All right? No matter how bad you want that free soda, don't burn the place down.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
You're going to get a stick in your spokes. That's what you're going
to
get.
Cops are still looking for the arsonist at this point right now. They haven't been able to find him, so. Yeah. I will burn this place down! All right, that is your 8 a.m.
But don't actually do it.
Don't do it. We'll be back with more.